You're listening to Clan Radio, powered by Wellwood Communications. A big night for Brayhead Clan tonight. The first competitive game of the season. Mm-hmm. A 7-5 victory for the Clan over Ryan Finnerty's Manchester Storm. Still feels weird saying that.
Yeah.
Jerry McLaughlin with me to recap the game with us, just to get now that we've composed our thoughts a little bit. What a game, Jerry. I mean, my goodness, entertainment all the way.
Do you know, the hairs are still standing up in the back of my arms there, Craig.
That's not the dodgy hair products you use.
No, exactly. It's not that, you know, but it's a fantastic game. I mean, genuinely, I think that's one of my favourite games I've seen here at Brayhead. Absolutely exhilarating. The storylines alone were great coming in. It's obviously good for the fans, for the spectators, but just the action, power play goals, and Clan got off to a fantastic start. Credit to the Storm, the way they came back was fantastic. But the big thing was always going to be, I mean, you talked about that questionnaire that was put out on the Elite League, and you know, the poll that went out, did anyone really think that Clan had a chance? They're so short benched. You know, there's five imports to kind of come on the ice here.
Yeah.
Bjorklund came though and was fantastic tonight, but five to come in, you know, it really is a good sign for the team at the moment.
It sure is, and you know, that 7-5 victory, both coaches I think will leave. They got goals, but they've lost some at the back as well. That's going to be a concern for both of them, would you think?
Yeah, I think from the Clan's point of view, just having done the interviews with the coaches, I think from the Clan's point of view, the power play looked excellent. You know, straight off the bat, you're 10 minutes into the game, you're 2-for-2 on the power play. It's a good place to be in. Obviously, then it's 4-on-4 goals. So I think on the, you know, on the PK, it looked like it needed a little bit of tightening up, but there are still bodies to come in there. I had a quick chat with Ryan Nye there. He was saying, yeah, I mean, he was happy with it. I mean, as happy as goaltenders are ever going to be when they still shift five goals, you know. But he had some fantastic saves tonight. I thought he was outstanding tonight. He makes things look effortless. Mm. So I feel like sometimes the crowd don't really give a save quite the applause it deserves. But he just looks solid, looks really comfortable. I thought he was excellent tonight. I mean, we were saying, like, how'd you pick a man of the match? It was really tough.
Yeah. I think I came up with about three. I can't remember. Nye was one of them.
Yeah.
Cameron Burt was one.
Excellent.
So impressed with Cameron Burt. I love the guy's work, I really do. Who was the one? Mike Embach,
I thought, as well. 3 points tonight, two goals as well. Really excellent. The Clan just looked so fast. I think that was the thing. Talking to Ryan Finnerty, he was like, the team are fast. Clan look probably one of the fastest teams in the league. And then you've got some big centremen to add to that as well. Hopefully a big D-man to come in. Things start to look really solid. And I think tonight, well, we also had that, of course, historic where were you moment. You know, there was the...
the JFK the moment.
maybe a Susan of that moment, a smaller version. But obviously the goal line technology came into play tonight, and that also was a little turning point. The gods were looking favourably on Clan tonight, I think, at times. But I think they certainly deserve to win the game.
Ryan Finnerty would have come here wanting a victory after obviously leaving the club in the summer. And however the manner of the departure, to get one over the Clan, how disappointed do you think he'll be leaving here tonight?
I think Ryan will in some way have expected it, really. I mean, it was a good opportunity with the Clan being short benched, but the big ice is the factor here. They've got big bodies, they're big men out there, and it is built for the smaller rink. The wonder will he look at that team and go, there's a lot of big ice in the Elite League. How are we going to fare against a lot of teams? You know, there's a lot of teams, you know, at Sheffield and Nottingham and Belfast and, you know, and Cardiff, obviously. They bought their teams early. They're built for their big rinks. So Storm could have a tough season. It's going to be about the home games tomorrow. And, of course, we're playing them tomorrow at their rink. I've heard the ice isn't in the best of condition at the moment. They're built for that rink. It could be a very different story.
Built for that rink, but with Clan obviously not having as many bodies just now, that might help them. They're not skating as much in terms of the sort of width of the ice as well. Can that be a factor?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I think that's going to be a huge factor. You know, it's, you know, you're not covering the same amount of ice, but at the same time, if it's going to be a tough and gritty game and you're taking loads of penalties, then you're on the PK all the time. Tonight, I thought that was a particular bright spot from that point of view, from the effort levels. We were talking and we were saying, like, the third period's going to come. Is this where the Clan's going to tire, you know, those tired legs? And yet, they looked really good. They looked really fit. They looked like they were keeping up with it. Didn't look gassed on the PK in the, you know, near the end of the third period. So, really positive night and just fantastic for the fans. And a big fight there as well.
Yeah, wow.
Sescon with Dallas Earhart. You know, I could see Jay Rosehill was wishing he could have just stepped in there.
He tried. He was inching towards it.
Yeah, he was. He couldn't, like, he was that close to third man in. He did the right thing. But Craig Sescon there sticking up for his teammates and doing it really well.
We've had a lot of goals tonight, so many things to talk about. What would you say was the moment of the night for the Clan, for you anyway?
For me, I think it was power play goals straight off the bat, right at the start, that sets the tone for the atmosphere. It's the first game of the season, so a real positive start like that. I mean, we just turned to each other, didn't we? And we were like, whoa. You know, the first power play goal was good, but to go two ahead like that, obviously credit to Manchester Storm, the way they came back was really good, and they really turned the screw as well towards the end, you know. But Clan were worthy winners tonight. So I think my highlight would be that first period start, and then, you know, other than that, I think Bjorklund would be the other one. A lovely goal from them.
I was going to get to him.
You know, he just had, you know, rusty, really. He's going to be, you know, he's never played with this team before on the ice, and he looked really good. Really good scare.
My moment of the game, Brendan Brooks' assist for Bjorklund's goal. Fantastic. He takes it in the Clan own zone, takes it down that wide right position, avoids the hit, then finds himself behind the goal, lays it on a plate for Bjorklund. I mean, but for a guy of his age, you know, and that's going to come up. Great speed, great vision, and he tees it up for Bjorklund brilliantly. That for me was moment of the game. And Bjorklund, I mean, a goal and an assist already, he'll be flying.
Well, there's a few guys there that have got their average up as well. I think Mike Hembach was pretty pleased with his 3 points today. He said if he keeps that up, we'll certainly win some games. You're like, yeah, long may it continue. But as we said, it's a good positive start. From a fan point of view and an Atmos point of view, I love that. You know, you love that tonight. The fans love that tonight. So long may that continue.
Indeed so. And they're off to Manchester tomorrow. The Challenge Cup again. Can they get two more points on the board?
It's going to be much tougher than tonight. I think it's going to be a very different game. We'll see. I think the first period will tell us a lot about how this game's going to be played tomorrow. Much
Jerry,
tougher.
Good stuff. Enjoy your journey to Manchester tomorrow. We'll
Cheers,
talk
man.
To you soon.
I'm driving now.